Shalom, everybody! In the very beginning of Parshas Noach, the Torah says that the world became so corrupt, so depraved, that Hashem had to destroy the world. And in the second pasuk in the Parsha, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Torah tells us exactly why the world had to be destroyed. And we'll explain this pasuk as Rashi understands it, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. The Torah says, Vatishacheis ha'aretz lifnei ha'lokim, the earth became corrupt with Gilui Arayos and Avodah Zarah. Vatimalei Haaretz Chamas, and the world was filled with Chamas. Chamas is usually translated as violence, but Rashi translates Chamas as robbery. So the world was filled with Gilui Arayos and Avodah Zarah, and also with robbery. And then two psukim later, Hashem tells Noach, I am going to destroy the world. And why? Ki mal'ah haaretz chamas. Not because the world is filled with Gilui Arayos. Not because the world is filled with idolatry, but ki mal'ah haaretz chamas. The world is filled with chamas, with robbery. And Rashi says, quoting the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, that is what sealed the fate of the world, robbery. Not the promiscuity, not the idolatry, but the robbery. And the question is, why? Robbery is terrible, but it's not worse than Gilui Arayos. It's not worse than Avodah Zarah. We asked this question in last year's FMT, but this year I'd like to offer a different approach. This approach is offered by the former president of Yeshiva University, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, who passed away this year, in the year 2020. It's found online in the Rabbi Lamb archives, and it's also printed in Rabbi Lamb's Sefer on the Chumash, Drashot Lidorot, in the Bereishis volume, beginning on page 29. Says Rabbi Lamb, if you look at Sefer Yonah, which we read just a couple weeks ago on Yom Kippur, the Navi says that the people of Nineveh also were going to be destroyed, and also because of their corruption. In Sefer Yonah, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches, the Navi says that their sin was Hechamas Asher Bechapehem. They too had Hamas, but it was Bechapehem, it was in their hands. In Parshas Noach, the world sinned with Hamas, and they were destroyed. But in Nineveh, they sinned with Hamas asher b'chapehem, Hamas in their hands, robbery in their hands. What's the difference? And how were the people in Nineveh able to do tshuva, but the people in Noach's time were not? Excuse me. Rabbi Lamb says that in both instances, people robbed. But in Nineveh, the robbery was Hamas asher b'chapehem. They sinned. They robbed. It's terrible. But it was Hamas asher b'chapehem. It was with their hands, grasping and taking with their hands for the satisfaction of their personal wants, the gratification of desires, of natural or material or political appetites. That's exactly what animals do. They were like animals, satisfying their own desires, their own selfish needs. It's a terrible sin, but it's forgivable. And that's why the Navi says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin in Yonah, that when the people of Nineveh did tshuva, the king of Nineveh, in his act of tshuva, commanded that everybody fast and the animals fast as well. Because the sin that was committed was that his people had become animals. They had ignored the norms of justice and fairness and had grasped with their hands and devoured for their personal satisfaction. But the people of the generation of Noach were guilty of something else. Yes, they robbed, just like the people of Nineveh. But in Noach's generation, Vatimalei Haaretz Hamas, their violence, their robbery filled the world. It was injustice for its own sake, as a way of life, not for the satisfaction of personal desires. The world was filled with selfishness, just for the sake of selfishness, not to fulfill personal satisfaction. Immorality is terrible, but it serves one's personal desires. Even Avodah Zarah can serve the stirrings of fear, apprehension, and awe within the human soul, in the words of Rabbi Lamb. But the Hamas that had become second nature, that filled the earth, the kind where people had no personal stake, that is a corruption that had to be uprooted by a flood. And Rabbi Lamb says that also explains the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah and Parsha Lamed Aleph, that when the people in Noach's generation stole, they didn't necessarily steal items of great value, but they stole items worth almost nothing, less than a pruta, worse than less than a penny. And that sums up their sins perfectly. They didn't sin. They didn't steal. They weren't corrupted to satisfy their desires, but it was less than a shevet pruta. They stole for the sake of stealing. Sinning is terrible. Injustice is terrible. But at least with tshuva, with self-improvement, with remorse, at least that kind of injustice, when it's used, when it's performed to serve personal desires, they can be eradicated from who we are. But injustice for its own sake is far, far more egregious. It has to be uprooted at the root through a flood. Have an amazing day, everyone.